Woo! Look out! Look out!
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Do you ever laugh on people with a retardation?
Here in America, we try not to make fun of or be funny with things that people don't choose.
But perhaps you have not seen someone with a very funny retardation. My brother Bilo have a very funny retardation.
And mental retardation, you know, causes a lot of pain and hardship for a lot of families.
Sometime my sister, she show her vagina to my brother Bilo and say, "You will never get this, you will never get this, la 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 la, here behind this cage, crazy, crazy, everybody laughs, she goes, you never get this." But one time, he break a cage and he get this, and then we all laugh, high five.
Now, no, that would not be funny in America, okay?
The Don and Mike Show.
So you say.
Yeah, right.
Clean on the outside, but filthy and diseased on the inside. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's right.
You're awful funny, aren't you?
Well, we like to think so.
Is that right, Imus?
Listen, someone tell Michael Hoffman, hold on a second. KT Tunstall!
You like this one?
Yeah.
Damn, this song kicks some ass.
She's great.
She kicks some ass. You ought to make us stick together.
Yeah, baby. Come on,
let's stick together. I like her.
Yeah.
You know, she's not dirty, like unclean, but she's not
naughty.
She's not glam. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Nothing she wouldn't do.
You know she's a bad girl.
KT Tunstall.
Love her. And she's a bit of a throwback, too. I like that.
A lot of people have been emailing us about that song. Mm-hmm. That is from a disc that I got from Radio 1 in London.
Ah, cool.
Look it up on your Amazon.com.
KT Tunstall.
Right. Let's stick together. Uh-huh. Before we get to the Hanukkah guy, Mike Hoffman is here.
Yeah.
We want to celebrate Hanukkah.
Sure.
I think figured a way around the last spot that will stop all of the blockers that are calling, and they're still calling.
Sure. The cherished last spot, Don.
God bless them. Joe, I was standing outside with Joe saying, seriously, during the commercials, any women at all? He said, I must have answered 70 calls.
Right, he's getting frustrated.
Every single call was from a guy.
Yeah, going, hey, did you get the woman yet?
And they either want to know what the percentage is that the computer says of them calling in, or they simply want to say, I'm a guy.
Right. Those are statistics we should never release, incidentally. Right. I think that no good can come of that at all.
Fellas, well, you'll thank us tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We're simply going to go to the Internet.
Yes, why not?
And we are going to start calling women who have sent us emails. First woman that's there that takes the call on the air, she's in.
Brilliant. Very good. I like Brilliant. This idea. This will be fun. And it is the final position, too. And then there would be 10.
There you go. And her name is Emily.
Emily.
The very first random one that was pulled out.
Very good.
I would love to go. My kids love Hannah Montana.
Uh-huh.
There is a picture of Emily.
Oh, yes. And that's a real picture, unlike some of the other ones we've had.
Now, let's call Emily and see if she wants to play.
Lovely Emily wearing pigtails.
That's cute.
Appears to be in a bikini on a boat.
Nothing wrong with that.
And that must be her old man next to her?
Yeah, her very old man.
That's what I meant, her dad. I'm sure it's her husband.
Let's see if she answers.
I don't go for that.
Good for you, Mike.
I truly don't.
I thought he sucked.
Thank you, Carla.
Oh, no.
Oh, her opportunity is missed.
And let's go to the next email.
Can I see the picture since we're saying goodbye to her?
Go.
Can
Emily.
I look fondly
goodbye.
At the picture?
Goodbye, Emily.
Oh, he's not that old, actually. He's just a bit doughy. That's all.
Nothing wrong with that.
I thought he was old from a distance.
Here's the next one from next random email that we received from someone named Alyssa.
Alyssa. I used to date Alyssa back in the day. Alyssa Bushnell. Her nickname was Lolly.
Related to Candace?
Sister of Candy.
Uh-huh.
Youngest sister, Zizzy. Alyssa was Lolly. I never understood that.
You got nothing to offer?
No. None of the Bushnell sisters.
Oh, the Bushnells.
No, I was a goose egg with the Bushnell sisters. Much like we might be with Alyssa here.
Well, no, this could be a tricky wicket as well.
Yes.
Just trying to call listeners that have sent us emails because mm-hmm. that was, well.
Oh, hold on a second.
Worth a try.
This Emily picture said that we were talking about father yeah. or her old man. Uh-huh. The email says, "Hey, Rob, here's the pic you asked for. That's my son on the right." What? That's her son.
What?
That's her son.
What?
I know we don't want to give up on Emily.
Mike, hold on a second. You see that sign right there, that little punctuation?
Yeah.
That means smile.
Oh.
That means like she's goofing.
Oh.
You know what I mean? When you get the double colon right, and then yes. you get like half of a parenthesis.
Uh-huh. Oh. Right. See, she's got a sense of humor too. Oh. Damn, I wish she was home.
Hold on a second. See, beers, beware. A chick got through.
Yay.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. How are you?
Hello there.
Good. Hi. I'm calling in. My name is Sarah. And
Sarah.
My daughter is 9 years old. She turned 9 years old on Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh. Are you a MILF?
Am I what?
A MILF.
Are you a MILF?
A mom that we'd like to
yes.
F. You
yes.
are. Are you beautiful?
Yes.
Who is the...
I'm a mom.
What is your name, my dear?
Sarah.
Sarah. Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
I resemble myself.
No, honey, you must give us a celebrity.
A celebrity?
We would much rather.
I resemble Lucy Liu.
Oh. Lucy Liu. Oh, there we go.
You resemble Lucy
Liu. Lucy Liu, you're an Asian hottie?
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
do you know what a MILF is?
No, I don't.
I didn't think so.
Actually, can you explain?
Yes, a MILF it means mom, I'd like to F.
Okay.
You got that?
Do you understand what we're saying?
Got it.
Okay.
And you're excited about the prospects of winning Hannah Montana tickets?
Yes. I've never won anything in my life, and I would like to give this present for my daughter for Christmas. If I do win the contest.
Yeah. May I ask you a personal question?
Yes, sir.
Do you have a hearing difficulty?
Yes, sir.
No.
Oh, okay.
Are you
just
Asian?
The way you're speaking, you sound like maybe you have a hearing problem.
Are you Asian?
I'm Asian.
Mm-hmm. Yes, love a hot Asian chick.
Wonderful.
Hold on, I got something for you.
Call an ambulance, please.
Okay, hold on. Where does it hurt?
My stomach.
We're all going to learn some Japanese here, Sarah. Hold on a second.
救急車を呼んでもらったからといって安心はできません。しっかりと自分の状態を相手に伝えましょう。
We're trying to learn
how to say that. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Learning how to say that.
私はひどい下痢です。I
have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
It would be so much easier if they sang it for us.
Yeah, because then we could get it.
Yeah.
Are you Japanese, Sarah?
No, I'm not Japanese. I came from Vietnam.
Hold on, please, darling. Hold on, Sarah. Sing it again, girls. With some feeling.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
I have crossed a bad case. お腹をさすってオフダイアリア。
Very good.
ジェスチャーゲームの要領です。感情を込めてやってみましょう。
It's an educational show. You know, this is growing on me. It's catchy and you can dance to it.
All right, so
yes, you can.
We would love to have some yes. hot Asian action in here.
And you know how the game works, right, Sarah?
I don't.
What do you think? Why don't you tell me what you think the game is?
Why'd you call?
Well, I listen to you guys all the time, but I don't try to go up for any contest that you guys put up.
Can you tell us what you think the contest might be?
This one.
You have to come down here to play the contest. You know that, right?
Yes, it's about a trivia game, a strip trivia game.
Yes, right, and right. So explain to me how you think the game works.
Well, the game works if you miss a question, you have to strip a piece of clothing.
You got it.
She's got it. I'm telling you.
Way to go, Sarah.
I love this. I love adding color to the rainbow of the MILF strip trivia.
Amen.
We have
a racially mixed strip trivia.
A beautiful ebonic princess who looks like the chick who's hot as balls in Boiler Room.
Oh, she is hot. Absolutely.
And now this. Did you say Lucy Liu, or was I just hearing Lucy
Liu? Nope, she
Liu?
Said it. Lucy Liu.
She said it.
It's Lucy Liu.
Nice. Oh, well, you're going to have a fantastic time tomorrow, Sarah.
We would be most honored to have most honorable Sarah play the game tomorrow.
Can you say in your native tongue, do you speak Vietnamese?
I can.
Can you say in Vietnamese, I am very excited to play honorable strip trivia game.
Tôi muốn chơi game
yes.
Very close.
Oh, boy.
My God,
she could be a winner. Yeah.
Do we love you? Hold on. Sarah, hold on, please.
May I tell you something, Don?
Yes,
Mike?
Ma'am.
Yes, go ahead.
Whoever I'm speaking to, or both of you guys.
It is right. Both of us here.
I love you guys, and I listen to you sometimes. And either Mike, my condolence to you that you lost your wife.
That's Don.
That'd be me, Don.
For Don.
Thank you very much.
My condolence to you, and I know how that goes sometimes. And I wish you the best of luck, whatever you do.
Thank you. You know, it has been almost 2.5 years, and I miss Frida every day, but I'm very lucky to have a new beautiful angel in my life. And what would make me even happier around this time of the holidays when sadness can't creep in would be if you would bring your nice little Asian body down here tomorrow.
What do I have to wear?
Do you have any traditional Vietnamese clothing?
Can I wear nothing?
You have to at least have 5 articles of clothing.
But they can be 5. They can be 5 very skimpy articles of clothing. You just have to have 5 things that you'll be able to take off during the game.
5 to start.
5 different things.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, my thong.
Right.
Oh, that's one. And then a bra.
I don't wear bras.
Well, maybe you put one on tomorrow, or you put on 2 shirts,
or a bathing suit top.
Well, why don't I do this? I'll dress slutty for you guys.
Yes.
Yeah. If you feel you must,
that's a wonderful idea.
You could win the game in theory.
I'll dress slutty for you.
If you, I thought you said I would just slut it for you, meaning you would just take your clothes off.
She'll dress.
Come on now.
All right. Well, you can slut it up for us. Come on down tomorrow. We'd love to have you play the game.
And where are you guys located?
We're going to put you on hold, and a very nice gentleman is going to give you all the information you need.
We are in the demilitarized zone of Rockville.
I live in Virginia.
Oh, very good. Then you'll have to get an early start tomorrow.
You have to go over the Ho Chi Minh Trail and take the American Legion Bridge, and you're here, baby.
Hey, no, you have to go over the Japanese. Now, they have the Japanese bridge that the Japanese built.
Oh, the bridge over the River Kwai.
Yes.
I love that movie.
Oh, man. You know, I'm really looking forward to meeting you tomorrow, Sarah. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Make sure you clean yourself up.
Oh, I will. And I'll shower. I'll put on makeup. Uh-huh. I'll put on my slutty clothes.
Very good.
And I'll wear something traditional.
Oh, fantastic. We're looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, P-Pick at heart. Hold on a second,
okay.
Sarah.
Thank you.
Hold on, please.
Can you think of anybody better for the last slot in the competition?
I cannot, most honorable Mr. Mike.
I will wear something strutty for you. You will not be disappointed.
Fun onion to peel, wasn't it? Talking to her.
Wear traditional Vietnamese clothing for you.
Wear one of those long satin things that they wear with the high neck, but cut it in half.
Kimono.
Yes, a kimono. Oh, very good.
Now
we're set.
We're all set there.
Now I believe. Hold on. Oh, no, never mind. We had it. We had one woman. Now the women can get through.
The fact is, it's almost like when you have a party. You know, you might want to invite some more people to the party.
No, this is it. No more hands now calling up saying.
No, not on the air, but, you know, perhaps.
But they're calling JoJo. Just put it on the screen. It's not fair. I just got out of my job. It's not fair. I just got out of my job. Oh, come on. Please. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about it for 3 days.
That's right.
We've got our women. Let's play the game.
play. Boy, I am really, you know, the two that we got on the phone today, I am really looking forward to meeting tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be the best ever.
It'll be fun.
What if she ends up looking like the lady in the Calgon commercial?
We need more Calgon.
Ancient Chinese secret.
We're that lady that we saw on the streets of Chinatown in New York.
Oh, yeah.
She's like Margaret Cho.
That's what I was going to say. It's Margaret Cho's birthday today. I think
your odds are overwhelming. Yeah. I think your odds are very, very sound with Sarah. Mm-hmm. I truly do. I'm very interested in the way Sarah speaks, because initially I thought it was maybe like Marty Matlin.
I thought so, too.
I'm very uptight about the thing happening, but no, this is going to be a good one.
All right, there you go. Your field is full.
Oh, boy.
10 beautiful fillies.
And I only wish that with every contestant you'd had an opportunity to say, clean yourself up.
That goes for
But you know what? The MILFs are definitely intrigued with that. You know, that was the one woman said, should I wax before? And then the other one saying, you know, I'll clean myself up nice for you.
Yeah, yeah.
They seem like they're already trying harder.
Ladies, I'm not saying you have to do the all-out shower or bath, but at least take a washcloth.
No, I require a full shower. We have played strip trivia in the past when women have not necessarily tidied up.
Yeah, remember, Sid?
All you really need is, like I said, the washcloth. It's like this. It's hands, face, then front, then back, and then you're clean.
How about feet?
Sure.
If you got time, sure, Mike.
This time.
We'll do a preliminary sniff test, and that'll determine who comes in the air studio and who goes into Buzz's studio.
All right. Who remembered El Cid?
I did.
You?
Yeah. How can you forget?
Right.
That had to be. Was that the first time we did strip trivia?
It was way up front.
Like 15 years ago?
And she was not shy. Let me take this
opportunity to say, hi, Lenora.
That was the first time.
Right. She played. She played the game, and she was a staff member.
Yes, she was.
We had, when we first started doing this bit 15 years ago, just like now, it was hard to find people to play. So we started with a wonderful lady that worked at the radio station. And she was nice enough to come in and be the guinea pig, answer trivia questions, take off your clothes.
With a few other people off the street.
Uh-huh. But I believe she was...
the first time it was her and Earl.
Right, she was...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's right. It was just her and Earl.
She was the first woman to do it, right? I was trying to think. Another chick, or was it her and Earl Merton? And when she took her panties off, I swear to God, it was like someone opened up Davy Jones' locker.
But it was a combination. It wasn't just coming from that area.
It was
feet. I was over there. It was something with the feet.
It was feet first.
But yeah, and then there was a little something else.
The shoes came off first, and that was stinky.
That's when we really noticed it.
But then the after was...
It's a very disturbing moment. We kept our composure, though. I was very proud of that broadcast. We really did keep our composure. It was frightening.
She needed to clean.
She did indeed. So you're saying the Elvis shower will suffice for tomorrow's strip trivia. But I like the whole
Mike, you know that
painted up thing.
Of these MILFs are going to be in their Calgon bath oil beads tonight.
I think this room is going to smell wonderful tomorrow.
Making themselves look as wonderful for their big daddies as they can.
It's about time.
Now, we've played we've played a lot of different incarnations of strip trivia. We did play the fat version of strip trivia there, and there was nothing those women could do. There's nothing they really could do. But I do remember, I think we did that in the warmer weather. We did that in the summertime.
Smart.
Yeah.
And I remember the studio that day.
There
was not enough orange spray concentrate.
All right. Well, all of our work is done here.
Yes.
All we can do now is look forward to the very first night of Hanukkah. And as you know, we're goys.
We are. We are the ultimate goys.
We always have to have Hanukkah explained to us. We always like taking the dreidel and turning it into a gambling game.
Yes, we do. We like to say Happy Hanukkah to our Jewish friends. Mm-hmm. Like Pee Wee Herman did.
I know. I was just trying to think of besides Michael Hoffman.
Alan Goodman.
How long would that list be?
Matt the Intern.
Mm-hmm. Alan
Linewand.
Goldie.
Matt's mom.
The list is huge.
See?
Obviously.
The list is huge.
Obviously, the list is huge.
Oh,
that's right.
Gray.
What?
Cameron Gray,
who incidentally got it on with the lady that dropped her pants. Hey, he wasn't married back then.
He absolutely wasn't. Is he married now?
He sure is.
Did he marry a nice Jewish girl?
I don't know, but Cameron, when your wife asked you about that thing with the lady that had the stinky, you just tell her I'm making it up.
Yeah, that's a total fabrication.
Never happened. Just tell her I'm making it up.
Lies, lies, and more lies. Man, oh, man, the memories start to flood back, don't they? They truly do.
The story was.
Yeah, the story was a little parking lot encounter.
Everybody was like, my God, do you believe the odor, the feminine odor? I was like, you know who's been there.
Right. And because apparently the story, the way I heard it, and this is just probably somebody telling a lie. Mm-hmm. Wink, wink.
Locker room talk.
Locker room talk. That's right. The reason everybody knew is because it transpired in the parking lot, the underground parking garage of the radio station.
The airbags are going to inflate.
I mean, really, you know, just I guess a bunch of employees heading back home on a regular work night.
Uh-huh. And this is before the advent of the world we live now, where there's eye in the sky.
Yes.
Cameras everywhere.
Everywhere.
Because if we had the eye in the sky back then, we could have taken the tape and enjoyed it for years to come.
This is just the good old days when people would just be stringing it on a Friday night and see a couple of employees boning out in the parking lot.
Yeah, and that was WJFK. That's back in the days of WJFK. If we go back to WAVA, we could go on for 3 hours.
Well, forget it. There were orgies there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, constantly.
I mean, just horrible things going on.
Sex shows,
people throwing up in Jeeps.
Those were the days.
Just amazing. Amazing. And I'm talking about women. Maybe women right after having sex throwing up in Jeeps. Lots of good times. Sunnier days.
Do you know that Mike had to take a Jeep to a 24-hour car wash?
I was about as angry as I have ever been at this individual. It was very frustrating.
Anyway, Mike was giving a woman a ride in his car, and she threw up in his car, Jeep.
No, wrong. No. You are
tell
wrong.
You tell it.
Another employee.
Was it Rusty?
That I had given a ride to the party, I believe. A gentleman that used to get into a lot of fights with me.
Dennis Reese.
Yes, had actually gone out to the car. I don't know why.
I don't know why
they were out there, but the fact is, during that moment in time, he came back in, doubled over laughing, saying that she just threw up on the inside of my Jeep.
Mm.
Hold on.
And leaving me to deal with it. That was it.
Nice.
It was a real treat for me.
Now I remember, because I remember you were so mad.
There was no door open. There was no, you know, in Jeeps, you have to unzip the windows on those kind of Jeeps.
And Mike had to go to one of the self-service car washes at like midnight.
Mm. Horrible.
Wash out the puke.
Thank God it was a Jeep. Thank God it wasn't rich Corinthian leather.
And hose it out.
Or fancy carpeting on the inside of the car.
Mm. I always wondered, Mike. What were two strangers doing in your car?
I have no idea.
That's odd, right?
Yeah, very odd, right?
That's odd, right?
Very odd. Very strange.
And she threw up all over the...
But, you know, back in those days, you also didn't ask a lot of questions about stuff.
Right.
You know, if people wanted to duck out and go to the car for whatever reason, it just sort of happened.
Yeah, you know,
live and let live.
Could have been old D-R-U-G-S's.
Yeah, you never know.
It didn't have to be S-E-X's.
Could have been anything.
Could have been
just for a chat.
Sure.
Could have been H-A-N-D-I.
You never know.
Never good when it ends with P-U-K-E.
Oh, I was mad.
Yeah, sure.
I was so pissed.
Of course.
I really was, because it was really, there was no remorse, none, on this gentleman's part.
You got to refresh my memory. This was almost 20 years ago.
Right.
But I remember
it was one of our little shindigs we were having. We used to have them all the time.
Wherever I was, I do remember him coming in.
You were there.
He's
pointing at me. And he was, yeah. And
threw
he,
up in your...
He was laughing so hard that it could. I said, "What is it? What is it?"
Yeah.
Couldn't speak.
I said, "What is it? She puked in your car." And I, I somehow had said, "Yeah, go out." He didn't have a car, and I said, "Yeah, go out there, have fun," or something. Or maybe he was going to give a ride home. I think that might have been it.
That's
too.
The same fellow who a couple years later at a party just turned to Mike and said, "Hey, Mike." Boom!
Got me on the left jaw.
I mean,
still have the knot.
This guy did not give Mike a love tap. He just turned him on.
We used to hit each other at parties. That was what we did. We would sneak up on each other, and he got me this time with a foot plant, and he got me with a right cross.
It was turn around, Mike. Boom!
And remember Alan Goodman holding me back?
Between the two of you guys.
All I wanted to do was get my revenge, and he hit me in the jaw. And he was laughing then, just like he laughed when the girl puked in my car.
But God showed mercy on him, Mike.
Yes.
Because you might remember that very same night, or maybe it was another night with his cat, when he was drunk, and he had his shoes and socks off.
Right.
And he was walking in...
walking down at the Washington Harbor near Tony and Joe's.
And it was
he
by
was
some
walking
fountains?
Across the fountain, and we got a pool together, see how much money we could get to have him take all his clothes off in his underwear, his lime green boxer shorts, and walk across the fountain. And as he started to make his way halfway across the fountain, that's when one of the employees came up, or a security guard, and said, those lines are electric. He could electrocute himself. And that made it, you know, you might think that employees would show concern at that point. No, it made us laugh a little harder because we were saying, man, now there's a chance he might fry himself. And, hey, would that have been a way to go? What a way to go that would have been.
Oh, my God.
Drunk in your underwear in a fountain in Washington Harbor.
And this is also the same guy that got hair plugs.
Oh, yeah.
Before they perfected the science, not that they've perfected it,
yeah.
But when he came in to work.
Weeks and weeks and weeks of these treatments.
He took off his turban, and I swear to God, it looked like Barbie hair. You know when you pull up on a Barbie doll?
Exactly.
Except it was like 8,000 little tiny Barbie doll heads.
And I said to him, where did you get that hair, Dennis? And he lifted up the back of his head, like where they had bored holes into the neck hair.
Right.
Like right at the hairline. And what they were doing is they're taking the grass that was growing well and boring this bloody hole in the back of his head.
Resodding.
And resodding it on the top of his head. Oh, and it really took.
And how about
it really took well. It didn't take at all.
How about when he had his son?
Oh, yeah.
And he was so thrilled. This guy's a good friend of ours. He was. Came in to our morning show. Telling us his son was named, and we couldn't get over the name, Vincent.
Vincent.
He was just
the greatest. He'd be a grown up. He'd be a grown man now, probably.
It didn't fit with this guy's whole persona. And as he would come into the show, as his baby son began to grow, one day he came in and said,
he said the F word today.
Very proud.
Where does he hear it?
Yeah, no, he said, my son said the F word. I can't believe it. Where does he hear that as?
That was it. That's you remember funny. It better than
oh
I do.
Oh, my God. I remember everything about that monkey. That orangutan. I remember
Dennis
everything
Reese
about him.
Describes him.
Put
well
him when he hit me. Safe home, Dennis. Hope you're still listening. Give us a holler sometime.
All right. Well.
On the phone.
Hanukkah.
What
Mike
happened to Hanukkah?
Let's spin the dreidel. We'll get to Michael Hoffman. Yeah. We come right back. Thank you, all the ladies. Tomorrow's the MILF Strip Trivia. And tonight starts Hanukkah.
Yes.
And it's the crazy nights. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.